Let's go. Let's rock and roll. Right.
Are we
all ready? Are we all good to go?
Yep.
Yep, sweet.
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
Well, Jamie, don't be sad.
Live life on the edge.
Just because Destiny's shit.
Destiny's fucking awesome.
You're the only person that seems to think so.
That's because everyone who's reviewed it is a pretentious twatty wanker.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Anyway. I'm calling them out. I mean, it's fucking happening tonight. Shit's going down. Anyway. I'm kicking off.
Oh, Jesus.
You fucking wait. You don't even know. Bitches don't know about my Destiny review.
Welcome, test subjects, to the Stick Twiddlers podcast. We hope you enjoy.
Hello and welcome to episode Meringue of the Stick Twiddlers podcast. I've given up on trying to remember the numbers because
I tell you at the beginning of every episode, I'm like, Alan, this is the number of the podcast, and then you just go, it's podcast number Joffrey Baratheon.
Anyway, I'm your host Al, and according to rap name generator, that there was Benny Chill, aka Straight Pockets Cordell.
Awesome. That sounds like I'm in the same crew as Marky Mark. I'm one of the funky bunch. Benny Chill.
We also have Jamie J Jammy, aka Jammy Loaf.
Unfucking believable.
Oh man.
Considering your obsession with Bake Off, I'd say that's
it's not an obsession.
No,
it's
of course
not an obsession.
Not.
It's an unhealthy attachment, which is somehow better.
I'm not addicted. I just like it quite a lot.
And bringing up the rear, we have Sarah De Blush, aka Dizzy Sugar. Diet.
I like that.
What, Dizzy Sugar?
Dizzy Sugar.
It's spelled obviously DIZ-E. Sugar.
Yeah, I like that.
There we go. And today's a special because we don't have enough of those. And it's a mailbag!
What?
Yeah, we haven't done a mailbag in a while, mainly because that involves some form of effort on my part. But I've
it all went quiet.
Yeah, I've gone through the mailbag. I've picked out six or seven, mainly at random. So we'll go through the mailbag. We've also got a few other things coming up later in the show, at the top of the hour. But
what Radio 5 have you been listening to?
I don't even know. So let's go for this one first. Okay, so this is from Chris Morris, and he says, "Hello guys, thank you for making Mondays a bit more enjoyable. I wondered if Jamie was related in any way to Pat from Two Best Friends." Now, that's interesting, because that's, I've picked up on that, and Ben's picked up on that.
Yeah, we fucking love the guys from Two Best Friends. They are so, so funny. Mm-hmm. So amazingly funny.
Should I know who they are?
Yes.
Everyone should know who Two Best Friends play are. I am going to stick a link in the show notes. If you guys haven't seen any of their stuff, go and watch it. It's, the best Let's Play stuff ever.
I think we should actually, Ben, as well, if you get a chance, you should actually do a comparison shot.
Oh, what, with Jamie and Pat? Absolutely. Yeah, that's getting done.
But yeah, anyway, Jamie, are you related?
Not that I'm aware. I mean, it's possible. I'm related to a lot of people. There's a lot of inbreeding around here, for a start, that causes a lot of problems.
I think he's one of these fake Irish Americans, so possibly.
But Jamie's from Somerset.
That's fake Irish American. Yeah, they're my people, yo.
No, because Somerset's near Ireland, isn't it?
Peoples.
Somerset's near Alan.
What?
Alan,
fucking hell.
We need to sit down and have a little chat.
It is. I understand there's water between them, but they're pretty close.
They're really not. We are the furthest south other than Cornwall. Well,
you're on that side.
Well, we're pretty far down anyway.
Do you think the referendum's going to go? Do you think that we're just outside London? And if we, if the vote goes through, yes, they're just going to put up a picket fence.
Yeah, but you're on that side of the country.
Alan, mate.
We're closer to Ireland than Jamie is.
What?
We really are.
Jamie's east coast of, or southeast of England, right?
Southwest.
No, southwest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where do you think Somerset is?
Well, south.
Just outside Bournemouth.
There was me thinking my geography was shit.
Yeah, I'm terrible at geography. I've lived in Edinburgh for 6 years and I still get lost.
To be fair, I guess I have an unfair advantage because I lived in the West Country for a little while.
Well, there you go then.
Yeah.
What part?
I lived in Trowbridge.
Oh, you poor ass.
No,
yeah, I know. I know. I went to school there for like 3.5 years.
Oh, not Trowbridge.
Yeah.
I don't know where Trowbridge is, but
see, judging from your reaction, I thought you knew where it was and you'd been there. That was why you had that reaction, because it is just a complete backwater little town where nothing happens.
Yeah, well, keep it down, because these are people from around me. If they get wind of this, I'll get fucking pissed.
How the hell are they going to hear
it? My wife has just reliably informed me that it might be somewhere around Bristol.
Yeah, it's closer to Bath. It's about 20 minutes from Bath, 45 minutes from Bristol.
There you go.
It's near Froome. Fucking hell, it's fucking... as well.
That's really not that far from me. We probably bumped into each other at the crazy nightclubs I used to hang out to in my youth.
Guys, stop. I'm going to have to change the tags to fucking educational instead of hobbies. It's getting mental.
Well, there you go, kids. You've learned something here today. Somerset's near Ireland, and Trowbridge is a shithole.
But we still haven't discovered whether you're related to Pat or not.
I think he is. I think it's like a Lilo and Stitch situation. I think they were like born out of the same facility. Like Jamie was one of the earlier failed experiments.
Oh,
and then there's Pat, which you can put in any order you want.
They're both angry people.
They are. They're both bald and ginger.
Well, fuck it. We must be related.
Yeah.
That's Alan. That's racism. That's racist. You're a racist now.
Hashtag not all gingers. Not all bald.
I'm not bald. I shaved my head. So the bald doesn't
show. Oh, so you're Bruce Willis bald.
Yeah. I'm receding. And you can fuck off.
Oh, dear. Right. Well, thank you, Chris. The answer is... we don't
possibly
know.
Yeah. Maybe.
Second question. This one's unsigned. There's no name on it. But it says...
is it ticking?
Oh, fuck it. It's 4chan.
It just says ST in capitals. Seriously, where do you come up with this shite? Can you just get your arses on TV or YouTube or something and be done with it? You guys are kind of like a hidden gem at the moment, and it's a fucking disgrace.
Aww.
See, he still... I don't, like...
It starts aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have another fanzine fill on our hands, and we were just going to get torn apart, and someone was just going to say we were really shit. But that was actually quite nice.
In a roundabout way, I mean, I don't know if he's saying we're a fucking disgrace because we haven't pulled a finger out and done anything, or what.
He's obviously not been a listener for very long.
Yeah, or she.
Or she, true, is anonymous, the entity, yeah. the omnipotent complimenter, as they will now be known. OC.
Off air, what's the email address?
Oh, you mean cut it out?
Yeah. Well, no. What else did I mean?
Anyway, yeah, we did try to get ourselves onto YouTube, but Alan's a lazy shit.
What?
Oh. A little bit.
Sick burn. No.
A little bit. See how fucking sick burn it is when you've got to edit this.
Fuck you.
You'll never see me live.
We are trying to get back onto more YouTube-y type things.
I'm not allowed.
What do you mean you're not allowed?
I can't go on YouTube. Look what happened the last time. We started Stick Chat and I got attacked by Space Bastards.
Awful, you're not helping yourself.
That's going to the end of Stigma.
What are you sending me, Jamie?
Nothing. That's what I've spent the first half of this podcast doing.
That's marvellous medicine.
That's glorious.
Do some fucking work, Jamie.
Amazing.
I just did. There's your album cover.
Oh, fuck me.
Audiobooks, a fully dramatised recording.
It's like fucking my first Photoshop.
That's fucking baller.
I did it in paint, dude.
You did that in paint? Mad props. That's fucking good.
Anyway, let's answer.
Yeah, let's take it blow by blow. So first, we're shit, first of all.
Seriously, where do you come up with this shite? It just comes naturally.
You mean shite in the good way?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, where do you come up with this hilarious shite? He just left the word hilarious out.
In that case,
then,
it's all me.
It's all definitely all planned. We're all just really naturally quite witty.
Anonymous internet man or woman.
It's OC. OC. Omnipotent complimenter.
I fucking made these. Right? It's kind of like caring the community.
Fucking hell!
Jesus!
What? Wait, you said you hated me the other day on Twitter as well.
No, I did not.
Yes, he's in your shy bag.
Do I need to find the fucking tweet?
No, it's all right. I'll chuck it in the show notes. Apparently, I'm just crawling Twitter and Photoshop for this week. That's fine. It keeps me happy.
I love all you guys. I'll show you at Eurogamer. Wait, that came out really.
We are sharing a hotel room.
Take the word for it. It's fine. You don't have to show me anything. You don't have to put anything in me.
Am I? Yeah, I'm sharing a room with all of you guys. So am I going to have to sleep locking myself in the bathroom and like covering the bottom of the bath with pillows?
You can't take the bathroom. Night, that's where Jake passes out when he shoots up heroin.
Not for the first night, Sarah, because can't spoil mine and Ben's fun as we attempt to as we listen or watch you attempt to deal with Jamie's snoring.
Oh fuck yeah!
To be fair, I think the first night I'm going to have to deal with my fucking chest and cleaning that off, because that's going to be sore.
Whoa.
Easy. Phrasing.
Yeah,
phrasing.
I'm getting my chest tattooed on Thursday of Eurogamer.
The first part of that sentence didn't sound too
good. I was gonna say.
Of course, like, chest and boobs are two separate areas on the body.
Two Not separate bad. Areolas on the body.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, anyway, so where do we come to this shit?
To do with any of that filth.
It just comes Nipples. Naturally. Can you get your asses on TV or YouTube or something, we're done with it? Yes, if someone offers us a cushy deal.
If you look out on Country Watch, you'll quite often see me lurking around in the background near a badger.
You know those photos of Bigfoot that have been going out for years? That's Jamie.
I sleepwalk nude.
I kind of got onto TV once. Briefly, I was on Jinx for all of what, 2 seconds, punching a bin with Neil Gorton.
You was on the news.
And I was on, was it Al Jazeera?
Yes.
Whatever it was.
No.
Was it not Al Jazeera? I
can't. I'm fucking dead.
Where do we come up with this shot? A lack of a basic knowledge of an IQ? We're no fucking Stephen Fry.
Where we attempted to do Stegex in Iraq, Ben, that time. To try and chill everyone out a bit. We thought we'd throw a fucking after party for the war.
Exactly. I can't remember. Well, clearly it wasn't Al Jazeera, but I was on some new show talking about E3. That was a good laugh. And I've been on Jinx. I don't know. We'd like a TV show. Oops. Maybe one day. We should probably get a YouTube. Apparently, you get the YouTubes, then you get the subscribers, and then you get the fat TV contracts.
And
so,
somewhere in between that, you get doxxed.
Yeah. And that shit. So that should be a good laugh.
And you guys are kind of like a hidden gem at the moment, and it's a disgrace. Well, thank you. We think it is as well, which is why you should nominate us for the GMAs.
You can't. The nominations are closed. We just have to...
Well, if we're not nominated, it's your fault.
If we're not nominated, riot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
GMAs
all take to the streets.
Yeah. Okay,
The best thing you can do really is just share the podcast around. Like, just retweet it, just show it to your friends, do whatever. Like, there's obviously only four of us, so we try and spread it out
most weeks.
Most weeks, yeah. Occasionally we have to bring in a ringer.
USB sticks are cheap. Just stick a bunch of copies of it on USB sticks and just fling it out your car window as you pass places.
We'll do that for EGX. We'll get a bunch of USB sticks, we'll stick the podcast on it, and then we'll stick a label on it that says Half-Life 3 Alpha Build.
What we'll do, we'll do an exclusive episode and hide it on a few USB sticks and hide it around the thing.
That's actually pretty cool. That's the coolest idea we've had in a while.
We'll do a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we tried it. Didn't we?
If you want to see your families again, you will find USB stick.
It will be in Jamie's
shoe. We can all get our voices out. In Jamie's shoe.
Anyway, moving on. We've got an email from Danny C. And I believe it's a guy because it's spelt with a Y. And I'm pretty sure that's the male spelling. Am I correct?
Usually, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry if you're not a guy. I'm just going to assume, judging by the letter, I'm also going to assume you're a guy. Dear Ben and the boys.
Ooh.
Mm. Fuck you.
Standard.
I thought you were actually a decent podcast. But why do you always fucking slag off KSI?
The minute it was addressed to me, I was like, he's going to be a KSI fan.
He's just doing what you guys are doing, but because he's black and does it so you can see his face, you slag him off to get more hits. Never listening again and telling all my mates not to bother either. You could have been big, man.
I was massive. I was 20 and a half stone. And then I fucking went on a diet. And now I'm a waif of a man.
So yes, I guess that one's directed at you, Ben.
Yeah, I still don't get this whole thing of I'm going to really antagonise an entire community to get hits, because really my goal in life is doing this that I don't get paid for and in my free time, and because it's a laugh, I really want to fuck off an entire community and get death threats and hate mail all the time, because that sounds like a really fun thing to do.
You should try the Elite Dangerous.
I did. I've waded in there for you.
So let's
break it down. Let's break it down for Danny.
Okay. So, fuck you.
Fuck you too.
Yeah, cool.
I thought you were actually a decent podcast, but why do you always fucking slag off KSI?
I don't think have we ever actually slagged off KSI on the podcast.
I think we've mentioned him once or twice.
Yeah,
we did the fan.
Did do a whole thing. Yeah,
have we actually mentioned him? Well, we just named one after him. I mean,
to be fair, that was harsher on his fans than it was on him.
You, Danny, you're one of his fans.
Is this legible?
And making our point for us.
Is this legible?
Yeah.
Or liable? Which one? He's just doing what you guys are doing.
No.
Never motivated Alan.
No, because if you guys were doing what KSI was doing, I wouldn't be friends with you or part of this podcast.
And I'd be insanely rich. And I'd have a billion. Yeah, and we would have a TV show and OC would be happy.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't even have a hip-hop single. We haven't even got that going for us.
If I ever found myself doing what KSI was doing, I would go to the doctor and get my medication adjusted. But then I'd shoot myself.
But because he's black and does it so you can see his face, you slag him off to get more hits.
It has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that he's black, for a start. The only reason we do this because you can't see our faces is because we're so fucking lazy. Mm. And it's really easy to sit on Skype and just chat shit for 2 hours without having to edit it.
In my case, it is also because I am devastatingly unattractive.
Well, no, apparently you look like Pat. So we could just put it up as four best friends play. And they'll just think that it's a sub video.
No, it's a spin-off.
Yeah, it's a spin-off.
You should say a subspecies then.
Yeah, no, well, that too.
Thanks, buddy.
Never listening again and telling all my mates not to bother either. You could have been big, man.
Yeah. What, because of 10 people? is one guy and all his mates the difference between us being big and not being big?
I don't think he has friends.
To be fair, I've seen what happens when women get big in the games industry, and I kind of would rather that didn't happen.
You have the fear.
Soft shit, yeah. Sarah. You're with Alan now. He makes people.
Apparently so. But,
anyway, moving on, because I don't want to give him any more time than necessary. Yeah.
Okay. He's not listening. We can say anything we want.
So
I have sex with your dog.
Yeah, this is the thing, though, is we can say anything he wants, and if he replies, then we know that he's still listening.
Yeah, so you're a liar, so...
Daddy, I took a shit in your filing cabinet.
You think he's just got a filing
fucking
cabinet?
Filing cabinet, what, for all his hate mail?
Yeah, he's a very organised wanker.
Just like the guy that alphabetises his porn.
Yeah, he alphabetises his shivs.
To be fair, if you've got a lot of porn, alphabetising it is probably a sensible option.
No. You go for categories. Much quicker, much easier.
Yeah, and then you alphabetise those categories.
Yes. See,
but I can't alphabetise my porn because it all comes under Y.
For?
I don't know, because it would involve naming a porn site and we probably shouldn't do that.
Anyway, Danny C, I'll see you in the fucking warehouse, mate. Moving on... Tony Briggs.
If he works in a warehouse, he is going to live in fear for the rest of his life.
Tony Briggs says, "Hey peeps, does Sarah do streaming or shit? She's hot."
She does shit. She's a human being.
Sarah, do you do streaming or shit?
Not at the moment. I actually did do what we were saying just now about how much more effort it is to do a video podcast. I actually did a video podcast with a friend of mine the other week.
Wait, and
yeah.
You cheated on us.
I'm not cheating on you.
No, this is, we'll cut this out. Sarah, what the fuck's going on?
What are you talking about? What the fuck's going on?
You said you could go on someone else's podcast.
It's like a tiny, tiny little... It's not even a gaming podcast. It's a music one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's terrible. What?
No, it's a friend of mine. He's in a band, and he does this thing where it's literally like him each week and then a different person. I am friends with you. He's obviously, I did a big pimp for Stick Twiddlers at the end of it.
Hmm. Well, thanks for saying our name when you're in bed with someone else. That makes it better.
Fuck you.
Do you want to give him a plug?
What?
Do you want to give him a plug?
It's not out just yet. I think he's still kind of working on editing it and stuff, but it's called the Tommy Hard Rocks and Friends podcast, and I'm going to be talking video games on that. But yeah, that was an actual like video podcast, and it was the kind of weirdest thing because I kind of do all sorts of shit. Like when we record this one, half the time I'm like laying on my back in the middle of my bed, like flailing about.
Whoa.
Well, I have to.
Tommy, I'll invite you around for a video podcast.
Yeah.
Obviously, I couldn't do any of that. I even had to, like, tidy my bedroom and put proper clothes on and stuff and be like.
Oh, so you normally. Right. So now you just told.
No, this normally.
Is that normally you're lying on the bed naked, flailing around when you record this podcast.
No, normally.
Thank you, Sarah. Our fucking listeners are going to go through the roof.
Yeah, fuck you, Danny. So you're saying we couldn't get big with that KSI?
No, well, I have to record in my bedroom because my living room is too big and too echoey.
And the dungeon's normally engaged.
What are you talking about, the dungeon? And normally I wear just like an awful, baggy, horrible t-shirt.
No, and now you just killed it.
I know. I don't.
Back down to five listeners.
He was almost finished as well there, Sarah.
Oh, God, right. Enough now. Enough. Anyway, Sarah doesn't do streaming, but she has done it with us before. If you want to check out our YouTube channel, there's highlights of our 24-hour stream that we did. You can see her play Mario Kart. I think it's one game you can see her play, which is actually freaking hilarious.
Yeah. I'm also planning on getting a gaming PC at some point in the near future to hopefully start streaming probably World of Warcraft.
Yay!
Donate. We'll set up a PayPal.
Yeah.
Sarah's PC fund. Because no one's going to pay for these mugs.
Next, we have a... thank you, Tony Brigg, by the way, for your question. Next, we have... I think this is... Well, I say I think it is. It's definitely directed at Jamie.
Oh, balls.
Does he do streaming? He's hot.
I don't think it should be you worried, Jamie.
Oh, right.
I think it should be us. The email reads, "Dear Stick Twiddlers, you're fucking mint. Jamie, don't listen to them twats taking the piss out of you. me and the lads have got your back. We play Halo most evenings to unwind. Lance Corporal Wyatt, 2 para.
Ooh,
oh, shit, son.
So,
thank
yeah.
you for service. Oh, fuck, no, I stole that from Jessica Negri. Cut it.
I need to just confirm I've got his surname right, because my pronunciation and dyslexia goes against you, but I think it's Wyatt. It's spelled W-Y-A-T-T.
Yes.
Yeah, Wyatt.
So Lance Corporal Wyatt of 2 Para, which I'm going to presume is a parachute regiment. I think.
Badass.
See, because that's the thing, because, Alan, you always take the piss out of Jamie for being like a hick living all the way out in the country, but you forget that me and Ben went to your house the other day and stood outside your house and looked at all the cows that are right outside your house, because you also live right out in the middle of the country.
You can't even get a takeaway delivered to Alan's house. Like, it's not even registered on a map.
It took us an hour to get there on the bus. Have you ever been on a bus for an hour?
It's actually yes. quicker to get from Edinburgh to Glasgow than it is to get to Alan's house.
It's pretty, though.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you're right out in the country. It gets pretty because there's fuck all else to do apart from look at the pretty scenery.
There's a difference between like having a few cows right outside your front door.
A few? There's like 20 or 30 of them.
And still having...
One of them legged it down the road.
And still having steam-powered cars. Like, there's a difference there.
Doc Brown.
At least you could get a bus to my house.
you can get buses around here. Well, troll taxi.
So,
thank you very much for the backup. And if I could borrow a tank, I have use for one.
Do parachute regiments have tanks?
No, but I must know a guy. I mean,
they just headbutt shit.
We've got the airborne elephant division. I don't see why a paratrooper unit can't have tanks.
If anyone else in the military is listening and wants to maybe, you know, join sides with one of us, and maybe we can have a military off.
Well, no, hold on, because he's got army, so surely we should get Navy or Air Force.
Or Special Forces.
Or Special Forces.
I very much doubt any member of
SAS. Yeah, fucking Andy McNabb writing in.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So Jamie's protected by the parachute regiment.
Thank you very much. I'll feel free to beat Alan senseless with a stick at any opportunity. No, I mean,
I'm pretty sure the parachute regiment are armed with more than sticks.
Yeah, but Alan, they don't need them to take you, mate.
He's done.
No, well, if the entire fucking parachute regiment turns up, I don't think it matters what they're armed with. You're fucked, mate.
I'll see you in the fucking warehouse, 2 para.
What happened the last time you were fighting in the warehouse, Alan?
Broke a rib.
And ended up with a black eye.
Yeah, for 2 weeks. It's all good,
though. There is a lot of self-inflicted.
Huh?
There is a lot of piss-taking on the show, but it is all done with love.
You're actually all friends.
Yeah, unless it's directed at Danny, whatever his name was from before. Who is a massive dick.
The fuck is... Oh, Jamie, just send the paras round.
Yeah. That's why I mentioned him again. What was his name again?
Danny C.
No, I'm not going to send the armed forces after.
I'm not going to initiate...
Yeah, don't SWAT before. Him.
I'm not going to fucking... Yeah, please. No one kill Danny.
You stick to it, the deputy editor takes SWATting to a whole new level.
Oh, no, I don't know what was happening. I was just sat there doing. I was watching my KSI videos, and suddenly they strip bombed the entire.
they ruined my porn collection. They moved it all out of sync.
As Jamie said, thank you, Lance Corporal Watt, and all the boys in 2 Para for listening, and thank you for keeping us safe from bad men and women. So yeah,
dogs.
Next up is Big Will.
Oh, Will Smith.
Possibly.
Oh, please. For the sake of this, let's assume
I'm going to say yeah. Okay.
I hope it's not Will Smith, because we take the piss out of Jaden a lot.
That's why he's right.
That's what it is. Leave my fucking son alone. He is a visionary.
I fucking said Jazzy Jeff, right? He's got nothing better to do.
It'd be Cotton. He's definitely got nothing better to do. Hey, lads and ladies, just wanted to say that cancelling StegX is fucking shit. Yeah. I know it's not your fault, but man, I was looking forward to it. You should totally kickstart it next year. It's better than most of the other shite on there anyway.
Yes!
So yeah, we are good about that, man. And I am sorry. Like, if there was anything within our power to make it happen, we would have done.
We did. As I said in the post, we were literally working our asses off getting that going right up to, I think it was the hour before I wrote that post.
Yeah, it was pretty tight.
There were phone calls, there were emails. We literally went through like our entire Rolodex of people just literally begging.
If you've ever seen The West Wing, if you've ever seen In the Thick of It, we all were basically Malcolm Tucker.
Yeah.
There was a lot of kind of awkwardly sitting on Skype while Ben and Alan argued at each other.
Yeah.
Just because of like the stress of trying to get something sorted and kind of not wanting to cancel but not really knowing any other option. And
yeah, I mean, realistically, we could have put something on, but it just wouldn't have felt like StegX.
No. That was the decision at the end of the day, was like, we didn't want to put something on for the sake of putting it on. And not be everything that StegX is and has been previously, because it would be shit. Like, you guys would turn up and you'd be like, this is nothing, and we would have just done it for the sake of doing it. And we'd feel crap and you'd feel crap. And yeah, that would be lame.
Yeah. Final letter.
Side, we've sold the movie rights to the incredibly tense story.
I don't know about Kickstarter though, because that feels a bit disingenuous. Because obviously we charge admission. Like, I mean, the admission covers the event and stuff. But yeah, we could definitely kickstart. Like, if we, you know, something that we spoke about anyway was, you know, for next year was basically doing more stuff, so we've got like a backup fund that we can dip into. So
it will happen next year.
Oh,
even if we have to pay for it out of our own pocket and just take the massive hit. Because, I mean, even though, obviously, you know that we do a lot of stuff there, in terms of actual money, it's far more expensive than most people would probably imagine. When you consider you're buying, you know, just from the drinks alone, we're basically having to provide, you know, two or three drinks for 400 people. And we have to account for, not everyone's going to be having the cheapest drink.
So I think the prices as well.
Yeah, I mean, one year the bar tab was, well, yeah, it was pretty
extensive.
Hefty. Yeah, it gave Ben the fear when he went.
Yeah, I had it all on my card because Alan was too afraid. Basically, Alan, the minute he arrives in London to the minute he leaves during EGX, there's rarely a sober moment.
Yeah.
And he was like, just don't let me have that cash on my card. So I had it and I paid the tab at the end of the night. And I swore, like, even though it was like 1 a.m, I was going to get a call from the bank saying, like, we think that someone's using your card for fraud.
Mm. On a comedy aside on that moment, I got pulled aside by Alan and taken outside, and I assumed we were going for a cigarette or something. And he started walking up the road. I said, where are we going? He said, we're leaving Ben behind. And I said, why? He said, because when his card gets turned down, it'll be hilarious when he turns around and no fucker's there. So
Still fucked off anyway. Every year, at the end of the night, it's usually me like walking around upstairs, like boxing things up and moving. Like, it's me and the bar staff. That's it. Like, all the guys at Game of Disco are fucked off because they haven't been able to have a cigarette for, like, 6 hours.
Alan's come back.
No! You're always outside, usually getting stuck on a crash helmet or stealing a point of sale or irritating the restaurant owner next door.
Speaking of StegX, it brings me on to the last email. Now, again, this is unsigned, but it's unsigned name, but it's signed a developer. And I know what company it's from, but I'm not going to reveal it on air. I'll let you guys know later. But we've had some stories of StegX in the past. None of them relating to myself.
Oh, shit!
Apart from this one.
Amazing.
Now, I have no recollection of this.
Sure.
Of course you don't.
But I'm sure you will join me in probably saying, yeah, that's probably true.
Coming around the corner, I was startled to find Alan dipping his testicles into my pint glass.
So, it begins.
The more confusing is that he thought it was his own.
It begins, all right, fuckers.
Hey.
So it's obviously a regular listener. Yeah.
Either that or Alan felt really, really unloved that no one wrote a story about him. So he's written this story himself.
Pretty sure after you've heard it, you'll realise I wouldn't have.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Alan, I remember seeing you at one Stegex in the toilets. You were relieving yourself with a tie around your head and your shirt open.
This will be last year, then.
Yeah.
I walked in. And you smiled like a Cheshire cat and shouted at me, in brackets, even though there was nobody else in there, "All right, mate, you having a great time?" I replied with, "Yes, thanks." I was then treated to a torrent of swear words and jubilant shouting, much of which I can't remember, but was somewhere along the lines of, "Yeah, it's fucking baller, dog." "This is how we roll, motherfuckers. It's my party and I can do what the fuck I like."
I'm fucking dead.
You then turned around from the urinals, revealing your penis. And offered to shake my hand. Introducing yourself as Alan the King, one head of the Stick Twiddlers Hydra. I'm afraid to say I declined your offer of a piss-soaked claw. But my first experience of meeting you has stayed with me. Oh. I love you all, a developer.
That's glorious.
Man.
So yeah, I don't remember that.
That is 100% true.
Jamie
debated his story. There is no way that that is not true.
I don't think I would have been like that.
Yes. You're like that sober.
I actually used the Hydra reference myself during that party.
You've used that several times, but everything he said is exactly as you would say it.
I'm a little startled by the penis.
Yeah, no, it was a classy act, though. He didn't comment on it at all in terms of, like, what's Alan got going on down there?
He just said I revealed it, apparently.
Yeah.
In fact,
let's put it this way, Alan. You were able to reveal it, so there's that going for you.
I'll paste it.
What?
No, not my penis.
Oh, right.
I'll
you're letting us know who the anonymous...
No. Well, I'll let you know the anonymous thing it was.
Right.
Really?
Mm.
Well, who the hell would that be?
I think I know who that is.
I think
I know who it might be as well, actually. No, it wasn't a developer. Yeah, that's who I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't a developer. He was like head of marketing.
No, there was
one of them.
Oh, okay.
There was a few of them.
Mm.
Well, that's.
I'm not sure if it's 100% accurate, but I mean.
No, that is.
Well, we think we know who you are, and we apologise for Alan's cock.
I mean, let's go down here. So first,
I don't think
all,
we need to.
First of all, having a tie around your head and your shirt open—that's there's photo evidence of that. So that's 100% sure.
This photo evidence in the album cover for the podcast.
Yes,
there
is. Tie around your head. All right, mate, you having a great time. All right, mate, you say all the time. So that's definitely you having a great time. Again, you shout that at fucking everyone. Then treated to a torrent of swear words and jubilant shouting, yes. And then the phrase, "Yeah, it's fucking baller dog." This is how we roll.
Yeah, it's well documented that you kind of think you're black, Alan.
And to be fair, that's almost exactly what you said to me the previous night to that party.
Yeah, at All Bar.
Whilst cussing me for not buying you Prosecco, which we've covered in the past.
Yeah.
But we're baller, dog. We're fucking ballers, yo. Yeah, it's Alan, you don't like Prosecco, I don't like Prosecco, and I don't think Ben likes Prosecco. Why do we want Prosecco? Because we're fucking baller, yo. This is how we
want. No, it was way sadder than that. he sounded so dejected. So you then turned around from the urinals, revealing your penis. That just has to be true.
What? No!
offered to shake my hand. Yes, I can still believe that. And the whole part of one head of the stick twiddlers Hydra is definitely true. Yeah, there's nothing about that that can't not be true.
Well, I apologise.
So you still want a Steg X next year, listeners?
Pissy handshakes for all.
Okay. So
we'll get your hand sanitizer in your swag bags.
I'm not sure if I liked his piss-soaked claw.
that may be the best turn of phrase ever.
It's beautiful.
I don't think I'll ever write another article because I don't think I'll outdo that email. So coming up for Steg X 2015, we've got developers and gamers alike side by side sharing a pint and a laugh. We've got some great music from Gamer Disco, and if you'd like to see Alan in the toilets, he's flopping his frog about like nobody's business.
Next year is just going to be one long urinal in front of a bar.
And of course, we obviously are going to be at the Eurogamer after party at Funscape this year. So there'll be plenty of opportunities to see Alan's penis this year, don't worry.
Why are you auctioning off my penis?
We're not auctioning it off.
There's plenty of Alan's penis for everybody.
Oh yeah.
So if we reach our target goal on Kickstarter, we'll release the pictures.
Wait, no, what? Release the penis? Unleash the Kraken.
Unleash the Hydra.
I
hope that you did, when you said Alan, one head of the stick twiddlers Hydra, I hope you didn't nod down like you went Alan and pointed it up and then nodded down. One head of the stick twiddlers Hydra.
Oh, fuck me, that would have been terrifying.
Yeah, for him.
I don't know, man. Jesus Christ.
Blacklist.
Let's just hope we get Sarah drunk enough that, like,
this... she gets a dick out.
Surprise!
No, that like, stories start appearing about her.
Sorry, I love the idea that would be the way you unveiled it, Sarah. Surprise!
that makes me really not want to drink. All I'm saying is I won't go into what I got up to at the weekend when I was very drunk on Friday night.
Well, now, you've kind of got to. Otherwise, you might have to talk about video games.
Well, we're in this, like, German... So I was at an event called SharkyCon, which is like a fan convention for Black Milk clothing. And so we ended up... There was like 150 girls ended up in this... We're in Spain, in Mallorca, and we ended up in this German bar. It was like three floors of just awful German pop music and house music and naked girls dancing on podiums. And then it got to the point where they were like, oh, well, we've done a deal where for €10 each, we'll get like 20 bottles of like big liter bottles of spirits between the 150 of you. And on our table, we ended up with like three bottles of vodka and a bottle of rum. And they would just bring it over like pitchers of spirit of mixers. So you just like sit and mix your own drinks. And I was wearing like a bodysuit with a skirt over the top, and quite a few girls were wearing the other things. And it kind of ended up to the point where everyone was taking their skirts off and just dancing around in like swimsuits and bodysuits. And it was all just a horrible drunken mess.
We've got the listeners back, lads.
They are, Danny. That's for
that's
you.
That's not too bad, sir. How old are you, like 19?
I'm 25.
Yeah, I know, but I feel really old, so I just think everyone's much younger than me.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, well done, sad dude. Old man.
Well done, though, Sarah. Yeah. Proud of you. Slap on the back and all that, me old mucker. Have a piss-soaked claw.
don't touch
piss
me.
Bump.
That does sound a bit like a drunken lesbian sex move.
What, at the party or Alan?
Oh, the piss-soaked claw.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I wouldn't worry too much, Sarah, because any drunken story any of you have got, I guarantee you I can top it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
That's not even, like, the worst of my drunken stories. That was just my drunken story from this weekend.
Anyway, that's all we've got for the mailbag. But leads us on to the final thing. Final thing that we needed to talk about. And
it's not your dick again, is it?
No. What? It's not even me bringing my penis up. Like a child.
Bringing it up.
Giggle.
Aside from the obvious thing, which is Destiny's been released, it's as shit as I said it was going
to
be.
Bullshit. No. I want to address this, and I told you at the start of the podcast that shit was going down, and it's fucking happening now. Right?
He's got the fucking backing of.
I am calling you out, all of you, everyone who's reviewed it, even if you've given it a good review. I want a fucking word with you. Where the fuck do you? Who do you think you are? Where do you? Right, here's the thing.
It's shit.
You can't review that. You cannot review Destiny. You cannot have reviewed it yet sensibly because it's too big and there's too much in it for it to be reviewed properly at this stage after release. I'm sorry, it is.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate here, Jamie. And I understand what you're saying. You can't do a full review, but you can do first impressions.
You can do.
You can, but nobody puts it as first impressions.
They which are but hear me out.
Scores, and that's irritating.
Hear me out. If you purchase a game for £40, £50, or even more if you bought the collector's edition, and you have put 5, 6, even 7 hours into the game. And it's not grabbing you in any way, shape, or form. You might feel differently after you put 30 hours into it, kind of isn't the point. A game should grab you, at least spark your interest from the moment you start playing it. Like, it's no good having, do you know what? The Game of Thrones books are shit until the last 5 chapters. Like, it kind of defeats the object.
That is absolutely 100% fair. And people who are doing that, I take no issue with. But what I do take issue with is I have genuinely seen comments to the tune of, well, I've been playing it for 4 hours now, and at the moment, I'm really not quite sure where the story's going. I mean, I can't figure out what the end of this is going to be, so I don't like it. I have seen this comment. I'm sorry, but these are the people who turn to the last page of the book first, so they know what's coming and can tell whether or not they're going to fucking like it by the end. You can all fuck off. You can put the game down and walk away.
Jamie flicks to the middle of the book where the pictures are and then puts it back on the shelf and fucks off out of Waterstones.
What about, Jamie, the people who are saying that the combat is just utterly dull, which it is?
I don't get it. I honestly don't get it.
What about people who say that they're really, really bored with the fact that they've given you this massive planet to explore but only allow you to go on a predetermined path?
You don't go on a predetermined path.
Pretty much do.
You don't, though.
You can't just wander off.
No, I grant you, it's not quite as open as they put. Look, I'm not saying it doesn't have issues. This is the thing. No, because I will actually be reasonably objective, even though I am Bungie's bitch, right? Destiny has lots of issues. For one, I don't know who they've got looking after their servers, but I'm pretty sure it's the PG Tips monkey family.
That's where they went.
Yeah, because it's been collapsing left, right, and centre. I get kicked out for cannot connect to partner services. I don't want to connect to partner services. I want to play the game. I don't want relate marriage counselling. I just want to play Destiny. But apart Bungie use error codes like fucking Caterpillar. I mean, I'm sorry, I love you guys, but what the fuck are you playing at? No one knows why it's broken. And they're telling you what happened. I don't know. Fucking insect flashed up on the screen. It all went black. So there are massive problems with connectivity, which I grant some of our early launch issues. But, and you know, people still tout GTA as the best game ever, and it still don't fucking work.
AI is really shit.
The AI is...
What's with the respawn rate, man? That's fucking ridiculous.
The respawn rate is bizarre. I don't get why enemies come back as quickly as they do at all. It is really strange.
What about the loading times, Jamie?
The loading times I have had no problems with, so I don't see what the issue is. I don't see the problem. Loading between planets, you get a short video of your spaceship flying there.
Yeah, all the time.
This is the problem I have.
Mass Effect is the same thing.
Yeah, they're just copying off Mass Effect.
Yeah, and Mass Effect, best game ever? No, not to me. I can't. I've never played it. I'm saying so. Claim it as it's amazing. I've never played it because it looked like it wouldn't hold my interest.
What about the voice acting, Jamie?
The voice acting I don't take issue with, it's got Bill Nighy the speaker, and he's good. And Peter Dinklage is a fucking robot, so he's not supposed to have that much emotion.
It's a bit crap, though, Jamie, when it's...
You are deliberately trying to make me angry. No, the problem I have, and without you trying to push me into a fucking apoplectic rage, the problem that I have is simple. People are saying about, oh, yeah, well, I was sat there last night, I played it for 4 hours, and oh, it was really, you know, I saw other people running about, and I shot some stuff and all that. Most of the people who are complaining are playing it solo. Most of the issues I've seen people have. And if you play Destiny solo, you're going to get bored. Because it is designed for multiplayer. If you're not playing with friends, you're not going to get everything out of it. So
I did see someone earlier complaining that it was really disappointing because you can't play it solo. And it's like, yeah, but it's an MMO. It's an MMORPG.
Like in an
MMORPG.
I expect to be able to go exploring. I expect to be able to come across other people in the world. You do, but it's really limited. Like maybe one or two people. You might spawn in the same area as you, but you don't see like big groups of people wandering around or anything like that.
It's because it's an imperfect MMO. This is the thing. It's the first
MMO, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Bungie have, I think there's some things they've done very well. There are some things that they could improve
on. The hype train they've done very well. The game, not so good.
Alan, you haven't played it, mate.
Yeah, I have.
You played the beta briefly.
Yeah, same thing.
You're
just being such a dick this evening.
Just because
Battlefield 4 was the
same. I've been trying to wind him up since yesterday. I don't know if you saw, well, obviously the listeners won't have seen, but I spent a good 30 minutes
just
pulling quotes off of reviews and comments,
right? I don't know if it was a review or a comment, so if it was a commenter and the commenter happens to be reading it, apologies. And if it was a reviewer and you happen to be reading it, fuck off, but apologies. But I saw the phrase, it felt as though I was very alone, but then perhaps that's because one never feels so alone as when you are surrounded by people. Piss off, take your pretension, stick it up your ass, and take a fucking running jump through a plate glass window, because that is the wankiest statement. What are you fucking reviewing? What do you expect? And then the disappointment as my guardian failed to drop the snow globe as he said, Rosebud. I get the need for intense, deep emotional experiences, but last night, me and two of my mates were legging it across this massive, and it is massive, expanse of space. I took a hover bike over a jump, leapt off of it mid-jump, launched a ball of fucking space wizardry into a group of robot-looking motherfuckers who melted and then punched one so hard that the disintegrating purple remnants of his corpse floated into space. Now, that may not be Orson Welles worthy, but I'm telling you, it was funny as hell, and it was really enjoyable.
In all seriousness, though, I don't, like, you know, I have no real thoughts on Destiny. I haven't brought it. I don't have time to play at the moment. And it's infinitely more fun to wind Jamie up about it than play it myself.
Fat.
It's one of the reasons why I'm like holding off buying an Xbox One just in case they announce a Halo Special Edition so I can buy that just to troll Jamie.
He is doing that and it makes me cry.
It doesn't matter though because Jamie still wins. He got his for free.
I did.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah, but which one would you rather have, let's be honest?
The free one!
Yeah, and the last thing...
Destiny's fucking awesome. 10 out of 10.
The last 8 thing.
Out of 10. 7 out of 10.
The last thing we've got to go
6.5
over.
6.5 out of 10.
Fucking...
Really good fun, though. Play it with friends. If you're playing it on your own, then you're a sad little man.
I promise you, Jamie, when I get an Xbox One, the Halo One, I'll pick up Destiny and I'll play with you. How's
that? You will enjoy it.
Halo will be out by then. Jamie will play Destiny.
I'll play Halo with you then, because I'm sure the Halo Special Edition is going to come with it. So,
I fucking hate you. Loathe you entirely.
I want to take umbrage with every other podcast.
Cool.
What, just in every other podcast?
Every other gaming podcast. Okay. Every other gaming podcast. In short, come at me, bro. I'm calling you all out. Now, the problem I have is that you're all infinitely more popular than us. And... And I'm sort of jealous of that. And obviously, you know, being me, I'm just going to lash out. So I want to fight you all, but not in real life.
Because we all know what happens when Alan gets into fights in real life.
Yeah, I generally hurt
myself in the eye.
I hurt myself. I'm a danger to myself. But yeah, so what I thought I'd do is I'm going to issue an open challenge.
Oh God.
Don't worry, Yogan. You're involved. Sorry.
Oh,
I'm...
fuck's sake.
Is
this going to be effort?
So, no, not for you.
Hooray!
So an open challenge to any of you other podcast motherfuckers out there.
This is the weakest throwdown ever.
It is, because I'm a little bit tired. But yeah, basically what I want to do is, as you know, we do quizzes and such like on the Stitchers podcast because we like them. And it's generally pretty cool and funny. And we've demonstrated our gaming knowledge.
Sarah's demonstrated her gaming knowledge.
Yeah, Sarah's demonstrated her gaming knowledge multiple times. So I want to invite... I think we'll do one every, like, 3-4 weeks. And we're going to, you know, invite some of the podcasts onto our show to take the challenge. Now, I haven't named it yet. But, yeah, so basically you'll come on our show. You'll go up against Ben, Sarah, and Jamie.
Win.
I will quiz master, but I will be impartial. I'm that confident. And you can go head to head with our guys. And yeah.
You'd have to be some sort of self righteous bellus to pass up an opportunity like that.
So that goes out to everyone. TPS UK, Big Red Barrel, fucking Neil Gorton and Sam Connersby. I'm having you. As well.
Almanac of awesome my ass.
Yeah. So yeah, I want you all. And we want to demonstrate our superiority.
Fucking hell. We'll have that guy Cocker as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so there.
If you want to throw...
get ready to rumble!
You want to throw down, send Alan a tweet at Grumpy Carrot or send him an email, podcast@stickwithers.com, because Alan's good at throwing down challenges and not letting you know
how to... So yeah, so there you go. There you have it, straight from the horse's mouth. That's what's
we
good.
We got a horse?
Yeah. Apparently it's called the Blunderdome.
The horse?
Yeah. Well, no, not the horse.
I wouldn't fucking bet on that horse.
Onwards, Blunderdome. So that's all we've got time for this week. Hope you enjoyed the mailbag. You can still keep sending us mail. We'll try and do the mailbag a little bit more regularly. You can email us podcast@sticktwiddlers.com. You can tweet us @sticktwiddlers. You can follow us individually at Grumpy Carrot.
At Ben Meets World.
At Al_Vim.
At Pika Pies.
So you can stalk us on there. And next week, what is next week? Are we doing anything next week? It's not Stick there, is it?
No, next week will be the podcast before Eurogamer Expo.
Yeah, so we'll have...
I'm sure we'll have a drunken Eurogamer Expo special recorded live at a travel lodge.
What, next week?
Yeah, we will.
No, not next week after.
Yeah, the week, yeah. So next week's just normal podcast. The week after that, though, is Eurogamer. So next week, I think we'll do a pre-Eurogamer podcast, and we'll talk about what we're going to be doing there and how you can find us and how you can win some...
It's going to be a short podcast.
we'll be drunk.
We're planning to drink like fuck.
You can find us in the bar.
Yeah. Totally.
Look for the security who's carrying out a man with a tie around his head and his dick flopping out. The people with their heads in their hands nearby will be the rest of
the
us.
The claw!
I made you!
But for now, it's goodbye from all of us, so thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hydra!